In Northwest News on KPLU, communities around Puget Sound have invested about $150 million over the past two decades to clean up the water and improve habitat for endangered salmon. Yet we continue to lose ground when it comes to a crucial part of that environment. KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe joined a boat tour of the near shore to learn more.
The near shore environment is the place where the water meets the land. That intertidal area is hugely important for the biology of Puget Sound because it forms the base of the food chain. Tiny forage fish that salmon eat lay their eggs in the sandy shallows of the beaches. But there's a problem.
People will use just about anything to try and stop erosion.
King County senior ecologist Colin Higgins spoke during a boat tour of the nearshore. The tour highlighted several successful restoration projects, such as Burien's Seahurst Park, where concrete walls have been removed to allow the shoreline to return to a more natural state. But Higgins says most of the 100 miles of the county's nearshore is on residents' private land. And people like to put up bulkheads to wall off their beaches.
There's one out on Vashon that they actually use bed springs from old mattresses as their bulkhead. We have one that we just replaced in the Snoqualmie River that was made out of cars called Car Body Curve. There's one in the Duwamish that's made out of old tires.
King County is encouraging landowners to take out the bulkheads and restore habitat for fish. Among them is Maury Island resident Pat Collier, who says it was learning about the ecosystem that finally convinced her. Now she enjoys regularly seeing evidence of everything from otter and deer to forage fish returning to her beach.
And it's just a good feeling to see it. The species, the vegetation, all of the wild critters around are the ones that belong in that spot.
She got support from local governments, but still estimates she spent about $40,000 on the restoration. With thousands of property owners still to convince, it's likely more incentives will be needed to restore the rest of Puget Sound's nearshore. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.